Okay, we're back with Zaz, Jeff Zaslow of Chicago Sun-Times. And here's Frank now in Stein, Pennsylvania. Hello. It's Harmonica Man calling us at Summerfest. It's another...
He could be on stage.
not with his act, he couldn't. Another treasured radio show moment. Here's a man that sits and dials a number, asks a great question, and then comes on and plays the harmonica. Okay, Frank, go back and write your letter to Spuds McKenzie. Renee...
You can write to me, too. I'll take it.
Renee in Houston, Texas. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, I
know it's funny there, Renee, but I got to tell you, here in Milwaukee, we're not getting it yet, okay?
Sorry. I wondered if Jeff had ever had big-time battles with his self-confidence.
Had what?
If you had what?
Battles with self-confidence.
You mean like I ever thought that I wasn't up to handling the job?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, sure I do. I mean,
by the way, Renee, before you go ahead, do you read Zaz?
Well, I'm in Texas. I don't get anything. I mean,
do you read it and you don't get it, or is it not in the paper?
It's not in the paper.
I don't think it's in the Houston. It's in Dallas and San Antonio, but not in Houston.
All right, anyway, back to your question about self-confidence.
Well, sure, because I was handed this job, people assume I have wisdom that nobody has.
Yeah, right.
And I certainly don't have.
Yeah, you're not Solomon.
No. So people think that I have a lot more to offer than I probably do. What I can give them is information and maybe a little entertainment and a little direction, but I can't do what a lot of them want me to do. And I've been in shopping malls where they sit me behind a desk like a Charlie Brown character with a free advice stand, and people come up. I've had a Vietnam veteran come up and lay a stack of folders on my desk and say, solve my problems with the Veterans Administration. And so I said, geez, make me photocopies and come back. And he disappeared into the crowd. I mean,
right.
People want me to do things that I can't do. So it's not so much self-confidence, it's just knowing my limitations.
You know, part of what you do for a living is part of what the consumer activists at television stations,
right,
radio stations, newspapers do. I remember when my friend David Horowitz started in Los Angeles years ago doing consumerism. It was on a local station, and all of a sudden he was seen around the country. And I thought to myself, here are people who can get no satisfaction from manufacturers, no satisfaction from agencies of government, in many cases no satisfaction from their churches or synagogues, and you're dealing with people who can get no satisfaction from social agencies, no satisfaction from their spouses, and women.
That's the worst.
Yeah,
from their loved ones.
And women, and hey, one of the reasons that Donahue is so successful is that for years he talked to women about things their husbands or the men in their lives wouldn't talk to them about.
Right.
And that's what you do for a lot of women in this country. You talk to them about things, and guys too now.
Right. Well, sure, when women write to me, they think I'm the men's service department. They say, I've got this man and he's not working right. And look in the manual and tell me how he works, husband.
Mr. Goodridge.
But,
right.
Yeah, and I say, well, let me look on page 72. And, so women expect a lot from me that I can't give them either, because I don't know exactly what's doing in their husband's heads. As a man, I can think like a man, but I can't think like their husbands always. But one thing that is a positive thing is sometimes I'll give some. A girl wrote in and she said her boyfriend committed suicide and she was considering suicide. So I gave her four or five sentences and said, and here's a hotline number. And I tried to be understanding and give her a little direction. She wrote back about a month later and said I saved her life. That I had, that she'd gotten in touch with the suicide center and I'd saved her life. Did I really save her life? Not really. I mean, she had.
Ha ha ha.
Is it going to rain here?
Ha, 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 ha. Ah, the treasured noise of thunder. The Angels are bowling tonight, folks. The clip-clop-clop.
But we're covered here.
Yeah, we're covered, all right. But take a look at that roof, pal. We're not covered. And when Mr. Lightning comes down and hits the bridge pier right next to us, we're not anywhere near covered. But you know the motto when a thunderstorm and lightning strikes a live radio show, and that is protect the equipment at all costs.
Forget the host.
Right, forget the host. To hell with the guest, but protect the transmitter.
I forgot about the guest.
Anyway, you were saying something before it caught my ear.
Yeah,
can they hear on the radio the thunder?
Probably so. Yeah.
Anyway.
And in any case, I didn't really
I love Jeff. Jeff's been here 20 minutes. Yeah, they can hear it fine. Oh, good.
So okay. I heard it in my
headphones. Okay.
But I'll just sum it up. I didn't save her life, but she thinks I did, and in that case, I did.
Yeah.
I gave her a phone,
yeah,
and she was not dialing at random,
yeah,
looking for the hotline,
yeah,
number, but she, you know, she's better.
You're a celebrity now, you know what I mean?
Well,
I mean? Or you're on the verge of it. I mean, you've done the book tour, you've been on with Ted Koppel, you've been on with Oprah Winfrey, you've been on with, you know, with T.S. here on radio, although we caught you late. Has your life changed at all? I mean, in terms of notoriety, recognizability, lack of privacy?
It's a little picture in the paper, which is, I mean, my wife is on TV. You know what it's like when my wife is on TV, which is
TV's power. That's power,
because they see her moving around, and
yeah,
when she's at the shopping mall, they know. But in terms of, for myself, I'll be in a restaurant in Chicago, and people will come up and ask for advice.
This just popped into my head. This is a Phil Donahue. Would your column have taken, you're on 45 newspapers.
Yeah.
If you were female, don't you think you'd be on 350 papers by now?
Maybe. I speak to editors groups, and I try and be funny and say I'm different.
Yeah.
And they come up after and say, "Oh, you're fun, but and we have Ann Landers, we have Dear Abby, we don't need
you." Yeah, it's a tough sell for you.
It is
isn't
a very
it?
Tough sell.
Yeah,
it is a tough sell. But in terms of your other question, I was once on a plane, and a stewardess came up to me and said, "There's somebody crying in the back row. She ran away from her boyfriend, her live-in boyfriend, and she's flying back to see her to live with her mother." And she wants help. Can you go back and help her? So I've been on a plane and gotten, you know, requests to go. My gosh, it's raining out
this,
there.
Now I want to tell you something. Look at they're sitting under umbrellas,
yeah,
watching. That's very, very sweet.
Can they fit up here on stage under the canopy?
No. Yes, they can, but not tonight.
You're a sweetheart.
Yeah, they can come up here if they want. I don't care. We will be right back with Jeff Zaslow at the Toll Free Exchange. Come on up, folks, under the canopy. The Toll Free Exchange at 1-800-248-0852. We'll be back with Jeff and all of you on the Toll Free Exchange right after these messages. Okay, we're back from Summerfest, and the sound you hear in the background is the gentle patter of rainfall on a canvas roof. We are sitting here with Jeff Zaslow, and I'm going to alert the stations and all the listeners that we are out of here. Radar says severe thunder and lightning storms are on the way, and we're not only going to save the equipment, we're going to save us. So there'll be no nightside hour tonight, no phone calls, no you and TS all alone on the telephone. Put it out of your mind. Take a reality break, because we'll be playing a best of on very short notice from Los Angeles when we finish here in about 4 minutes. We're going to continue with Jeff Zaslow. We have our studio audience with us.
Cozy.
Isn't this great, huh?
That's beautiful,
huh?
Yeah. I mean, but you can't get them chairs. They got to sit on the ground.
That's right. I know. But you see, what's great about this is I'm here with the people that listen to this show, right? You're here with the people that read your books and read your column. What did Larry King get? A lousy, rotten, stinking $8 million contract with CNN. We've got the viewers and the listeners with us.
That's
okay?
Right.
Anyway, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming down here. The column continues. Will you go to other areas of media? Has the bug bitten you, TV, radio?
The Paramount Pictures has bought the rights to the book to make a movie. That might never happen, but they say Michael J. Fox, of all people, will want to produce.
What's going to produce? Michael J. Fox would play you?
Yeah. It'll end up being probably Carl Malden or Whoopi Goldberg. They say Michael J. But it might never happen, but that's where it's at now, where they bought it. So we'll see.
Mr. Zaslow, I thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Are you spending the night here in Milwaukee?
I am. Probably in your very hotel.
Good. Well, do not drive on the highways, because it's going to be a tough night. Thanks again for coming over, Jeff. Okay, fine. That's fine. No problem. My guest, Mr. Jeff Zaslow from the Chicago Sun-Times. His column is called Tell It to Zaz, and his book is called Tell Me All About It. It's published by Morrow Press. Tomorrow night here in this program, at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we'll talk with Bud Selig, who is the principal owner of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team in the American League. The Brewers had a tough loss today over at New York. They lost to the Yankees 3-2. Bud, tomorrow night, will talk about the complexities of baseball in the age of multi-million-dollar players and multi-year contracts that pay these players as much as $23, $24 million guaranteed over a certain span of years. Well, I guess the music people aren't leaving here, are they? Although it's noticeably quieter now than it was an hour ago. Because let me tell you, gang, it is raining here. We're in a rain delay at Summerfest. Then at 11 p.m. Eastern, that's okay. At 11 p.m. Eastern time, and Deb, I'll tell you what I'm looking for is the list of all the people I want to thank. At 11 p.m. Eastern time, tomorrow night, We'll be joined by Robert Wall from Good Morning Vietnam, also of Batman, and he was in Field of Dreams. That's tomorrow night here on all of these same stations. Again, a reminder to our stations, we'll be playing a best of following in the next hour, because the weather in Milwaukee is closing in rapidly. Lightning's on the way, and old-time radio. Jack Benny, the program that won the award from the International Radio Festival as Best Radio Talk Show of the Year. Boy, did we fool them. I want to thank Steve Downs, the general manager of WYSN, and Jane Apker, the promotions director, Dick Holcomb, the program director, Dave Pierce, the engineering supervisor, and Scott Leonard here for helping us in Milwaukee. The producer of the radio show is Debbie Alpert. The associate producer is Mary Beth Maloney. The chief engineer in New York is Robert DePriest, and the production associate is Monica Cuellar. Back in New York tonight is Ralph DeLees. The re-recording mixer is Beaumont Small. Beaumont, please take our calls when we need your work done in New York. Thanks, Beaumont, and have a pizza on us. How much time do I have? Okay, here comes the music from Shelton Lee Palmer and the Radio Shore Orchestra.